Okay, so today we're diving into a topic that's no longer science fiction. It's reshaping the world as we speak: artificial intelligence. And wow, you guys definitely did your homework. This stack of articles and notes you sent, definitely not your first rodeo in the AI world. So we're going to skip the 101 and really dig into those juicy insights that make you stop and think the stuff you won't find on your average tech blog, you know.
Yeah, it's past the point of just knowing what AI is, right? It's about connecting the dots, like how this technology is rapidly weaving itself into, well, everything, our jobs, the economy, even like the very essence of what it means to be human. It's kind of mind-blowing when you really think about it.
It really is. And one of the first things that jumped out from all this material is just how much the AI market is exploding. We're talking nearly $1 trillion by 2027, according to one report.
Yeah, those numbers are impossible to ignore, but it's not just hype, you know? What I find really interesting is the sheer demand for AI solutions across almost every sector imaginable.
Exactly. And your material really zeroes in on three big ones: healthcare, finance, and this one I know you'll appreciate, retail. Imagine personalized medicine algorithms that make those one-size-fits-all treatment plans totally obsolete.
On the finance side, fraud detection systems that can spot a scammer from a mile away. No more hiding for those guys.
Busted. Okay, but you know what really gets me about all this? It's not about robots taking our jobs like in some dystopian movie.
Right. It's not about replacement. It's about empowerment. Imagine doctors using AI to analyze these super complex medical scans in seconds, giving them way more time to actually connect with their patients. That's a game changer.
Or say you're a financial analyst. Boom, AI helps you uncover these hidden market trends, giving you an edge you wouldn't have had before. It's like we're entering this age of human plus, where AI is this incredible tool that amplifies our capabilities. It's exciting.
And that's where the real magic lies, right? Not in the tech itself, but in how we as a society choose to harness its power. It's a huge responsibility, and the implications are massive.
Okay, so we've talked about AI's potential, but your research also digs into some pretty big picture stuff. And one term that kept popping up was this idea of sovereign AI ecosystems. I got to be honest, at first I thought I was reading like a sci-fi thriller.
Right. It does sound pretty futuristic, doesn't it? But this is actually a real thing, and it's gaining traction fast. We're seeing governments, especially in places like Canada, France, and India, they're really going all in on building their own AI infrastructure completely from scratch.
So instead of like Google or Amazon just kind of becoming the go-to AI providers for everyone.
You got it. It's about nations wanting to keep control, right? Control over their own data, control over how AI gets developed within their borders, and yeah, control over how AI aligns with their own like national interests, their
Like
values.
everyone's staking their claim in this new digital frontier, right?
Yeah.
But what does that actually look like in practice? I mean, are we going to have like different versions of the internet, different flavors of AI depending on where you live?
That's the billion-dollar question, right? And the answer, well, like most things AI, it's a bit complicated. You see, on one hand, you have this amazing potential for innovation. Different countries could develop AI in ways that address their unique challenges and their priorities.
But then on the flip side.
Yeah, there's a potential downside here. This whole push for sovereignty could lead to like a fragmentation of the digital world. We might see countries set up digital borders, their AI ecosystems becoming more and more isolated. Not exactly ideal.
And that brings us to some of those fascinating trends you highlighted in your notes, like explainable AI. Is this drive for transparency part of what could make countries more willing to take the reins themselves?
Oh, absolutely. Right now, a lot of AI systems, they operate like these black boxes, you know? We feed in data, we get results, but really knowing the why behind those results is tough.
Yeah, it's like magic, but not necessarily in a good way.
Exactly. So explainable AI is all about lifting the veil, getting a peek behind the curtain to understand how AI is actually making decisions, especially when those decisions have big consequences, like in healthcare or finance.
So instead of just blindly trusting the AI, it's about.
Understanding its logic. Imagine, for example, you have an AI helping a doctor with a critical diagnosis. With explainable AI, the doctor could actually see what the AI considered, which data points were important, you know? It's about building trust, which is crucial, especially as AI gets involved in bigger and bigger decisions.
It's like we're writing the AI rulebook as we go, which is kind of exciting and terrifying at the same time.
Yeah.
But all right, let's shift gears a bit from the what of AI to the so what, because you've clearly been digging deep into this world. What does it all actually mean for someone listening right now who's like, okay, this is cool, but how do I actually prepare for this AI-powered future?
Ah, the million-dollar question. And luckily, your research has some really interesting answers buried in there, especially in that future of AI section. We talked about explainable AI, but there's this other term, edge AI, that's really starting to pick up steam.
Okay, yeah, that's one where my inner tech geek gets really intrigued.
Yeah.
So break it down for me. What is edge AI, and why should we care?
So picture this. Instead of all our data constantly being sent to these giant data centers in the cloud for processing, what if we brought the processing power closer to the source?
So instead of data making a trip to the cloud,
it's being analyzed right there on your device, in your car, even baked right into those smart sensors popping up everywhere. That's edge AI in a nutshell. And it's a big deal for a few reasons. Faster processing, better privacy. It's about the seamless integration of AI into, well, everything.
And I see where this connects to those career opportunities that we were discussing earlier. The need for people who can build, train, manage these AI systems, especially out there on the edge, that's only going to explode.
Absolutely. And here's the thing. It's not just about being a coding whiz. Don't get me wrong. Those skills are important. But the real magic is when you can blend that technical know-how with creativity, with critical thinking, with the ability to see the big picture. This isn't about simply telling AI what to do anymore. It's about collaborating with AI, using it as this powerful tool to unlock new levels of innovation and tackle problems we couldn't even imagine before.
So we've gone from this glimpse into the future of AI to some really concrete steps anyone can take to not just survive, but actually thrive in this new world.
Exactly. And if there's one big takeaway from everything we've discussed today, it's that AI isn't some far-off fantasy. It's here. It's evolving at warp speed, and understanding its implications is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity. We got to embrace the possibilities, definitely, but also be mindful of the challenges and make sure we're shaping a future where AI empowers us, not the other way around.
That's a powerful thought to end on. So to everyone listening, as you continue exploring the world of AI, remember this. The future isn't predetermined. We're writing it as we go. The choices we make today will decide how this incredible story unfolds.